speaking with coach of the Nashville Hornets, our team of the week, week six, Coach Wayne Hari of the Nashville Hornets. Coach, Friday night, the top team in 2A, Pinckneyville, comes to town, and you guys really showed them, ended up becoming the team that we selected with a big dominant win over Pinckneyville.
Well, we played pretty good, man. I mean, you know, we had a strong effort from everybody, and that really helps. You know, we know Pinckneyville's a quality club, and they're going to be hard to handle later on in the year. And, you know, we're just fortunate enough. It's one game, and, you know, fortunately, we played well that night.
That win puts you up to fourth in the recent polls. Does that mean anything to you and the team?
Well, you know, we don't really look at that. We don't look at that a whole lot. It's like, you know, like last year, we just try to get better all the time. We've got a lot of stuff that we've got to work on to get better. It's just that it's just one of the things for the kids and people in the community to look at a little bit, but not really. We know there's so many good basketball teams in the area this year. It's just amazing how good the area of basketball is. And, you know, I think people saw our subsectional come out. I don't think our subsectional is one of the toughest in the state. There's a lot of teams that could come out of that.
Four losses this year, but each of those losses has been no more than 3 points. It's all been quality losses. Even that Marion game, a two-point loss. I mean, for the Nashville faithful, they all saw that win coming, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough game. I mean, it was a very physical game. And, yeah, Marion played really well that night. You know, they had a lot of people step up and score a lot of, you know, score some big points for them. But, you know, you got to give Marion a lot of credit. They're a good ball game. And that's, I mean, a lot of credit goes to them. I thought we didn't play too bad that night, I'll be honest with you. You know, we were still trying to nurse some injuries back from football, but at the same time, I don't know if that would have made any difference or not.
Darson Parker, maybe the most well-known kid on this team coming into this season. How much has his leadership meant to this team?
Well, he's played a lot of big games since his sophomore year. So, again, he's been through a lot of big games. He knows it, and everybody kind of expects it from him. But he's a senior, and that's what we expect from people around here. And that's just how seniors are supposed to act, and we expect him to play well almost every night.
You allude to it a little bit, but the Nashville, one of the two teams in the area going to state in the football part of the season of the school year. How did you deal with having kids kind of coming in late to the season because of that?
I'm not sure if I've really done with it, deal with it yet. I'm not done with it. We're still nursing some injuries from nagging injuries, and then when they get hurt again in basketball, they're still not healed up. We've got some injuries coming back now, you know, from kids playing. And I tell you what, it's a learning. I'm not sure if I was doing it right or if I'm still doing it right. It's hard to get people in shape. It's hard to incorporate people when they come back. And we're all about football team, keep going and all that. We want them to win. It's all about them supporting them and all that. But it's a tough deal for kids to come back after a 14-game schedule and getting hit a lot in the high school level. Especially for us, we're not a very strong, I mean, cut team. We're long and kind of skinny. So it makes it a little tougher for us to come back.
This weekend, two road games, going to DuQuoin Friday night, then Carbondale Saturday night. Is Friday night a trap game in your mind? Is it something that you have to worry about?
Not for us. I mean, we're a little bit inconsistent. We're kind of up and down a lot. And I think our kids know it. We're trying to get a little consistency. We need to get a little consistent. We just never know how we're going to come out. We take nobody for granted. We'll prepare like we always do. We'll prepare as long as we can for DuQuoin. They're a quality club. And they got a lot of good athletes out there. And so there's no way that's going to happen. You know, now they could beat us. There's no question about it. But it won't be because we won't prepare for them.
And then Saturday, like I said, at Carbondale, what kind of challenges is in that game?
Well, it's a different kind of game. You got great athletes running up down the floor, and Coach Miller will have them ready to go. And, you know, it's a game that we added on the schedule this past year. And hopefully it'll help us on the road playing teams like that. We like playing Marion, we played Cahokia, playing Carbondale. So we're looking to play a different kind of athlete, kind of the people get up and down the floor, jump well, and things like that. Hopefully it'll help us.
Thanks for the time, Coach.
Thanks, Matt.